caught in the middle.
They got into a full-blown argument to the point where she was hiding in the bathroom and he broke down the bathroom door.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
But the more things change...
I decided to leave. He decided to kick her out that night.
The more they stay the same.
The two of you are blissfully back together again, I assume. Is that right?
Correct.
Correct. Well, not blissfully for her. You should look at her face.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old Rochelle Wilson is suing her ex-roommate, 23-year-old Andre Holiday, for selling her property without her permission.
Order. All rise.
Your Honor, it's case number 428 on the calendar in the matter of Wilson versus Holiday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Miss Wilson, you were a friend of Mr. Holiday's girlfriend.
Yes, that is correct.
And there came a point that you moved into an apartment with them.
Yes, that is correct.
Was there a separate room for you?
Technically, I was living in the living room. I had a bed set up in the living room, but it was pretty much like my own room.
So it was a one-bedroom apartment?
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
And you were paying rent?
Yes.
There came a time when there was some sort of kerfuffle in the house.
Yes.
And you left with your girlfriend. What's your name?
Andrea.
You left with Andrea.
Yeah.
No, she didn't leave together.
No. You'll get a turn.
Okay.
At some point, according to you, you got kicked out of the apartment. And although you retrieved some of your property, Mr. Holiday's property. Now, Mr. Holiday says he did actually sell some of your stuff because you owed him money. So let's start out with you, Mr. Holiday. When did Miss Wilson move in?
Around October.
Yes, I moved back from Australia.
Give me the whole history. When did you move in with him?
In October.
October what?
Between the 14th and the 20th.
And when did you leave?
January 4th.
Okay. And what, Mr. Holiday, was the financial arrangement that you had?
She'd pay half of everything.
She would pay half?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that doesn't sound fair.
Why doesn't it?
Why? Because you were three people. Why should she pay half?
Because I'm never there. It's basically like it's a house for her and my son.
Well, that's also three people.
Yeah, but she don't pay rent for a baby, though.
Why not? Baby lives there, breathes there.
He has no job, so he's
what?
Not
he
responsible.
Doesn't have a job. What
I'm
do you
responsible
do?
For him.
What do you do?
I sell hats.
Does she work?
Yeah, she's a teacher at a daycare.
And where do you live?
In Omaha, Nebraska, in an apartment.
With whom?
Her. When I'm there, or when I'm not traveling. I'll tell you about it. When I'm not traveling, I'm there.
This is Mr. Holiday. How old are you, sir?
23.
I'm not even going to tell you how old I am.
Look young.
But it's decades older than you are. So if you think that I don't know what you do, you're wrong. I could tell what you do because I was watching, because back there in my dressing room, I have a TV. Would you believe that?
Yeah.
They give me a TV. And you know what I watch right before I come in? I watch the people walking down just so that I could take a look at who I'm going to be seeing out there. And I could tell that you had an attitude.
Oh, I have no attitude.
Oh, a little bit of an attitude you do. Right as you were coming through the door. So let's understand each other, sir. The two of you live together.
Correct.
With your kid. And when you're out somewhere selling hats or whatever else you sell, you're not living there, you're staying somewhere else when you're traveling. But when you're not traveling, the two of you are together. So I don't, again, don't understand why your arrangement was for her to pay half the rent. Is that what you agreed to?
Yes.
Well, that was pretty stupid, but that's what you agreed to. So how much was half the rent?
A total of $340 with utilities.
Did you pay rent for November?
No, the agreement was when I got there that we were going to start paying in January, both me and Andrea. June was helping paying the bills at the beginning of that.
Just a second.
Yes.
Who was paying rent for October?
October and November, they were paying the rent.
And why were they giving you this latitude for not paying in November?
I just moved back, and then I was in the process of getting a job. He was lenient enough not have to pay until I were able to get a job. Once I did get a job, I started paying him rent.
When did you get a job?
It was at the end of October.
Okay.
November, I also helped babysit his child, so
who cares?
Yeah.
So you owed rent for November. Did you pay rent in December?
Yes.
Is that right?
No, Your Honor.
Didn't pay any rent for December?
No.
Who did you give the money to?
Andrea.
Did she give you money in December? Look at me.
No.
Did she give a check or cash?
It was, unfortunately, cash.
Did she give you money in December?
No.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
How's that? Now, what about January?
January 4th is when the incident took place.
So you didn't give them any rent?
That is correct.
So you owed them rent for November?
Yes.
Okay. Now you want to tell me what happened January 4th?
January 4th, we came home, me and Andrea.
No. Andrea and I came home.
Oh, I'm sorry. Andrea and I came home. He was not there. We decided to go to the grocery store that night.
Where was the baby?
The baby was with Andre, and he was not present at the apartment when we got there.
Where were you with the baby?
I was at home. I have one car, and she has it when she goes to take it to work. So I was at home present with my son.
Okay, go ahead.
January 4th, we went to the grocery store. When we arrived home, we were bringing all the groceries in. He came out of the bedroom because he was home at that time afterwards. And they got into a full-blown argument to the point where she was hiding in the bathroom and he broke down the bathroom door.
Did that happen?
Yeah. The baby was sitting in the bedroom by himself, like he always is, while this was going on. So they got into an argument because the reason that we went to the grocery store. So I decided to leave. He decided to kick her out that night. So her stepmother from Iowa picked her up.
Somebody came to pick you up?
Mm-hmm.
Did you leave the baby home?
Yeah, he was with his dad.
Keep going.
So I returned about 1 a.m. I just went straight to bed, but I noticed a pair of women's boots on the floor that were not Andrea's. First, it didn't really click in my head. I just went to bed. The next morning, I woke up. The baby was crying, and I went to go grab the baby, walked into the bedroom, and a female said, oh, hello, when I was picking up the baby, and I looked to my right, and I was like, oh, hi. Picked up the baby, went to the bedroom where I was staying, and then I texted.
The living room where you're staying.
The living room where I was staying. Text Andrea and let her know that there was another woman at the house, and she immediately asked me to come pick her up. So I left, I went and picked her up. I came back that day with Andrea. As soon as we got into the apartment, there wasn't really much arguing. The woman that was sleeping in the bed was still there with the baby. So instead of having any drama unfold, we decided to go to Tiana's house. Is right there. And then we went to Tiana's house and we left the house at 11:30. He called us around 12 o'clock and said, get all of your things and get out. You're kicked out. And we said, we already decided at that point because he was cheating on her that we would move out. We didn't want to deal with it. Andrea agreed to move out with me. So we were in the process of getting a U-Haul, getting an apartment and starting to set that up. We got a phone call around 12 o'clock. He gave us 1 hour to get back. We got there at 12:40. The locks were already changed.
Okay, Mr. Holliday, now I got the scene. And the two of you were blissfully back together again, I assume. Is that right?
Correct.
Well, not blissfully for her. You should look at her face. Blissfully for you, maybe. Not blissfully for her. She knows what's in store. She's got the picture already. I got your picture as soon as I saw you walking through the door. What a Prince Charming.
Thank you.
I was being facetious. Do you know what that means?
Yes, sarcastic.
Pretty much. It's my trademark.
Gotcha.
Just for my own information, Mr. Holliday, how old is your son?
9 months.
Didn't you think it was sort of sordid to have another woman in the same room with your 9-month-old son after having just had a tiff with his mother?
No, ma'am.
You didn't?
No, ma'am.
No. And that's because?
Because he knows her, and she knows of her and knows her.
That's not what I'm asking you.
No, I don't find it strange.
You didn't think it was sort of nasty to
No, because we didn't do nothing.
Didn't do anything?
No.
Great. He's a prince.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
She didn't impound your car?
No, she did. I have my witness.
He wanted me to take care of his business,
that's okay.
Your Honor.
She can
I don't
call.
Take care of everybody's business. You're not my son. Sorry, Your Honor. Hey, I'm sorry.
Rochelle Wilson says, ex-roommate Andre Holliday sold her property without her permission. Andre claims Rochelle moved out owing him money.
Now, what items of hers did you sell? Because you acknowledge, Mr. Holliday, that you sold some items of hers. What did you sell?
A mattress. Well, it was a whole complete bed set.
And who did you sell it to?
A friend.
Friend whose name is?
David.
And where do you know him from?
Just from barbershops and things like that.
You know, it's my specialty, making wise guys look foolish. You know that?
Right, I heard.
Yeah, you know that.
Correct.
Now, how much did you sell the bedroom set for?
$300 even.
And what else did you sell of hers?
I was trying to sell this.
What is that?
A Blu-ray that they left at the house.
I didn't leave it. It was stolen from me.
Okay, so that's the Blu-ray. That belongs to her.
Correct.
What else did you sell?
That's all.
Just the bedroom set.
Correct.
How many pieces were in the bedroom set?
It was a box spring, a mattress, and then headboard and a rails and footboard.
No night tables or anything?
There's a dresser.
But a dresser?
The dresser's still at the house.
Anything else that's at the house?
No, ma'am.
Now, what do you claim? Because the Blu-ray is coming back to you.
Yes. Along with the Blu-ray, there was a TV, 42-inch.
Do you know anything about the 42-inch television set?
No, ma'am.
I've got a receipt of it.
I don't care whether you have a receipt or not. He said that he doesn't have it. And you did come by and pick up some stuff.
Yes.
Right. What else?
An HP 17-inch laptop.
Really?
Yes. And that was brand new. I just got it 2 weeks prior.
Really? Do you have a laptop?
No, ma'am.
Did you ever have it?
No, ma'am.
Don't buy it. You know why I don't buy it?
Why's that?
I'm going to tell you. Because the first thing that somebody takes with them, if they're going to pick up a few things, are their clothes and their computer. Okay. Now, Mr. Holliday, when you finish pouring yourself some water, I'll wait. Are you ready now?
Yes, ma'am.
Take that Blu-ray and give it to her, please. She's going to pick up her dresser within 5 days. She can come either with or without a police escort. Does she need a police escort?
No.
Terrific. And you were going to have to pay her for her bed because she had no right to sell it. And her bed was $438, so you have to pay her for that. Now, I don't have a counterclaim. See, if I had a counterclaim, I might offset the $300 that I think she does owe you for rent. But you didn't file a counterclaim.
I didn't know anything about it.
Well, that, but you know, ignorance is no excuse under the law, sir. Did you ever hear that expression?
Yeah, right. I'm not, right. No problem.
So you didn't file a counterclaim. I still think it was tacky to have somebody else in the house when she left.
You could be correct.
Yeah, I know, I could be correct. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $438.
Thank you.
That's all.
Pardon the excuse, you may step out.
I told her to stay in a place that was none of her business.
I came back to try to attempt to get my stuff. He's also pushed me against the wall.
And she got out of line, jumped into a relationship that's...
And he's pushed his little girlfriend that he's still with around, too.
None of her business. Saying, hey.
All I did was try to help a friend out, and at the end of the day, the friend didn't help me out when I needed her.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Preston versus Blair. Step forward.
Calvin Preston is suing his former friend, LaShawn Blair, for the return of a Buick Roadmaster, insurance costs, and emotional distress.
Mr. Preston, this was some sort of convoluted arrangement that you had with the defendant with regard to an old car that you bought. You know each other and were sort of friendly. I mean, we worked in the same place she did. And at some point, you had this car, which you could not drive because you don't have a license nor insurance. So you called Miss Blair and said, if you put the car on your insurance and drive me to work and you can use the car to work until I get myself together and my license back, then I'll take the car back. And in exchange for that, she was going to keep the car at her house, right?
Correct.
And that situation worked fine for a while. Mm-hmm. And then, according to Miss Blair, her insurance company was on her back because insurance companies very rarely let someone who doesn't have an insurable interest in a car insure it. Am I boring you?
No.
Did you get a good night's sleep?
I'm sick. I have the flu. So, yes, I...
Don't get too close to Bird. Far away from me, but don't get too close to Bird.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When I get over there after work with my witness, she had this already at the door with the keys inside. Why? Obviously, something had to happen why she didn't want me to come over there.
Calvin Preston says former friend LaShawn Blair owes for having his car towed. LaShawn claims Calvin abandoned the vehicle on her property.
Listen to me carefully, Mr. Preston. I'm going to explain to you what an insurable interest is. Let's say Bird has a house that's in his name. And tell me your name.
Sonny Coca.
Sonny says, you know what? I think I'm going to take out insurance on Bird's house. They're going to say, well, do you own Bird's house? No. Do you know Bird? No, but I would like to insure Bird's house. So in case something happens, in case there's a flood or something else, I can get some money. The insurance company says, you don't have an insurable interest in Bird's house. That's the way they feel about cars. If you don't have an insurable interest because the car is not owned by you, insurance companies don't like to let people insure things for strangers. They may know they're insured, but they don't know who you are. So after a few months, according to Miss Blair, her insurance company was saying to her, listen, either you get the title put in your name or drop his car from the insurance. In any event, you called her about the car and she said the car's not running. Now, when did you make that call to her? Give me a month.
I called November 27th.
Okay, so on November 27th, you called and they said the car's not running.
Well, first I called and I let them know that I was going to come pick up my car after work.
Great. So you were going to come and pick up the car?
Right.
When did you get your license back?
I didn't.
Ah, so you didn't get your license and you couldn't go pick up your car. To make a long story short, they put the car out in the street. She canceled the insurance on the car. The car was stickered. City came and towed the car. You went to pick up the car where they had towed it, right?
Yes.
And they said to you, where's your license and your insurance?
What?
Just a second.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what they said, wasn't it?
Well, they said that...
You can't tell me what they said, so you can't pick up your car without a license.
Right, true. But that's not what they said, though. But that you're right. You cannot drive without a license. You
can't correct. Go pick up the car without a license and insurance.
Correct.
Neither of which you had. You could have had a license. Why didn't you have a license? How old are you?
30.
Well, your license must have been taken away for something.
Yes.
For what?
DUI back in 2009.
And what else?
That's it.
Was it a DUI that you never paid?
Yes. Well, I was paying, but... Me taking care of everything.
All right. Listen, Mr. Preston, you don't have a lawsuit against her, sir. She didn't impound your car.
No, she did. I have a police report. It not actually say that she called.
She didn't.
But I have my witness.
He wants me to take care of his business,
that's okay.
Your Honor.
She can
I don't
call.
Take care of everybody's business. You're not my son. Sorry, Your Honor. Hey, I'm sorry.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by...
Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Come and get your car. Get a driver's license. Get somebody else to take over the title. Get it all legal. She don't want your car anymore.
Can I explain?
You can explain in 30 seconds,
okay,
Mr. Blair,
because
you have the
I
flu.
Got it.
Then
okay.
Go take a Tamiflu and don't expose yourself to everybody.
No. Okay. I called and I told him I was going to pick up my car. He said, okay. Then he called me back 30 minutes later and said, oh, your car is not running. So that's what made me go over there, not to pick up my car, but to see why my car wasn't running. When I get over there after work with my witness, she had this already at the door with the keys inside. Why? You know, obviously something had to happen why she didn't want me to come over there.
So she gave you the papers and she said, go, goodbye.
No, she
why
didn't.
Didn't you take
she
the...
didn't say. She
why
she
didn't you
started
take the
a
car?
Feud. Her daughter came outside.
Why didn't you take your car?
Because it was not running.
Well, that's what he told you. It wasn't running.
Right, but I wanted to know why it wasn't running. I wanted to know what I need to do.
Because he didn't take care of his business, Your Honor. He wants me
Mr.
to
Preston,
do
Mr. Preston. Go get into bed. You know, take
Thank
two
you.
Aspirins.
Bye-bye. Just like I did your
it?
Car and you. Bye-bye.
That's it. Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You say, I'm sorry about what happened. I'm sorry about
I don't
your
know
car.
Who threw the bottle, so...
Are you trying to talk over me?
No, I'm just trying to clear you up.
Don't play with me. It's clear as a bell.
Next Judge Judy.
Calvin would come to my house, disrupt my house.
I don't even understand what she was saying.
Drink like a fish.
I mean, I understand what she was saying, but... It's like...
I mean, it got to the point where my neighbors have already told him don't even cross the yard.
She didn't understand me. That's what I'm saying.
That's how bad it had gotten. And I just got tired of dealing with Calvin.